Chapter 3. It was 1991. Tony Stark's mother, Maria, was singing and playing the piano. She stopped playing and looked over as Howard Stark pulled a blanket off Tony, who was stretched out on the couch. His parents had asked him to come home from MIT and watch the house for a weekend.
"Wake up, dear. Say goodbye to your father."
"Who's the homeless person on the couch?"
Howard cracked, holding up the blanket. Tony got up and adjusted his Santa Claus hat, his way of displaying some holiday spirit.
"This is why I love coming home for Christmas, right before you leave town,"
Tony shot back.
"Be nice, dear," his mother admonished.
To Howard, she said,
"He's been studying abroad."
Howard didn't seem impressed.
"Do me a favor,"
he said, pulling the hat off and tossing it on the couch.
"Try not to burn the house down before Monday."
Now standing, Tony nodded with mock seriousness.
"Okay, so it's Monday. That is good to know. I will plan my poker party accordingly. Where are you going?"
"Your father's flying us to the Bahamas for a little getaway,"
his mother said.
"We might have to make a quick stop,"
Howard added.
"At the Pentagon, right?"
Tony asked. He couldn't resist making a crack about his father's secret military business.
"Don't worry, you're going to love the holiday menu at the commissary."
Howard looked at him, and Tony felt all the old conflicting feelings. Love, resentment, and frustration.
"You know, they say sarcasm is a metric for potential," Howard said.
Tony turned his back and walked away to the other side of the room.
"If that's true, you'll be a great man someday."
He waited a beat, then turned to Tony's mother.
"I'll get the bags."
"He does miss you when you are not here,"
Maria said quietly to Tony, trying to lessen the tension.
"And frankly, you're going to miss us, because this is the last time we're all going to be together. You know what's about to happen. Say something. If you don't, you'll regret it."
She was right. Tony turned to his father and said the things he'd never been able to persuade himself to say in real life.
"I love you, Dad. And I know you did the best you could."
And then the adult Tony Stark appeared, observing the hologram projection of his younger self and his long-dead parents.
"That's how I wished it happened," he said.
By barely augmented...